Hello there. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Salt here. How are you? I hope you're well and the week is going okay. Thank you so much for clicking play. Today's Salt Talks is titled, It Has to Be About More. It has to be about more. Yes, you see this life, the life you and I are living, it has to be about more, my dear brother, my dear sister. The life that we're called to live, it has to be about more than just you and just me. Your everyday thinking, my everyday thinking, the thoughts that we have moment by moment, day by day, week by week, they can't always just be about ourselves. Our thoughts must go beyond ourselves. I must think about others, and so must you. You see, you and I, for us to find meaning in this life, I've come to realize we must be other people focused. It can't just be. We must not be worshippers of the me idol. We can't be. It can't be. We have to be about more. And I've come to see more and more in this season that I'm living, that this is why we are told and taught that if you have a purpose in life, whatever purpose you believe that you've been called to, if it's really of God and it's really a meaningful one, a purpose worth its salt, every pun intended, then that purpose, your purpose and mine, it must be connected to people. It must, in one way or the other, impact the lives of people, the lives of others. And here's just a random news flash by me. Your life, my life, never really stays the same if we make reaching out to others one of our life goals. Never. So even though your focus is not on yourself, your life will bloom. Your life will demonstrate the light that you are, the love that you are, the impact that you are having on other people. Anyway, I love the Bible, and all over the Bible, you know, God really, there's so many promises to people who help other people, you know, who take care of widows and children and the poor, all over. God says that he would always remember the labor of love that we show towards others. He will never forget. And God is not a man that lies, right? But you see, while the rewards are great and all, I'm not sure that our motivation for helping other people should just be about what we will get in return. The motivation should really be just that we want to touch people, we want to help people. But that's fine. The rewards will come because God has promised them. But do you know what I've found is even more life-changing about letting our lives be about more than just ourselves. You know, do you know what's even cooler and more rewarding than anything we can get in tangible forms for helping others, for thinking about other people, for doing things for other people, for being about other people? How being about more than just ourselves is actually an amazing antidote to hopelessness, to depression, to sadness, to that feeling that you don't want to get out of bed, you know. And I dare say I'm no expert, and I will not minimize the things that go on when people have suicidal thoughts, but I believe it can help if we're not just all about ourselves and so me focused, me, my now, me, my future, me, what's going on with me now. And I'm not coming after anybody. I'm actually talking from a very personal space, you know, of somebody who, those were my thoughts, those have been my thoughts. But I thank God, because I find that my life not being just about me has been one of the most powerful ways that I've been able to get up from the proverbial, you know, being down in the dumps, if you like the way we say it. It's being able to put my mind, to take my mind off myself and put it on other people, has been a very powerful tool that God has used to get me back on my feet, to keep me on my feet. You see, when I was younger, and when my children were younger, and I had issues or had these bouts of depression and all of that, I would always get up no matter what, because I had the children, I had my children to take care of, make sure they could go to school. I would always arrange my face and all of that as best as I could. But now that they're older, I found out that I really wasn't very successful, because they could tell they're very sensitive and very attuned to my feelings like that. But I did my best to not remain in those black, dark spaces. But hey, here I am now, you know. Children are all grown up and all out of the home and living their own lives. So I bless my Papa God. Blessed be your name, O Lord God, ever-loving Father, compassionate Savior. I bless your name, Father, because you knew. You could see way, way ahead. You knew what was coming for me, and so you intentionally put in place the Sholi Smile Factory, the Sholadi Fulalugaska Foundation, in place these structures and these systems. This our God, that's what he did, to ensure that there was no way that I would have the space or the room to just be thinking about only me. All these errands that he's given me to run, I can't stay down. I don't want to stay down. Because it's not really about me. At the end of the day, if I don't run the errands, he will find somebody else. But God, he knows me. He knows me. He knows me. God knows me. Just the same way he knows you, my dear brother and my dear sister. and he knows our makeup. And he knew that one thing that could keep me going, no matter what tried to keep me down, no matter who tried to keep me down or derail me, no matter what anybody said about me, it would be touching lives for good. It would be being a channel of his love. I've often referred to myself as God's love merchant. I really, it's one of my favorite traits of God. Anybody who knows me or has heard me speak knows this. And I just really love to pour out that love that I have received, that I continue to receive on other people by acts of service, you know. And I'm so grateful that God, he made me this way. And because he made me this way, he knows this about me. Because lately I've had to really, really double down on focusing on all that God is doing through the Shola Defolalugaske Foundation, you know, doing in her name, you know, the foundation, what we're doing, the shelter. And through running those errands with my team, God bless Afolake, God bless Agnes and Sarah before she moved on. Thanks to this work, I've been able to keep my eyes fixed on God. And because my eyes are fixed on God as I run these errands, regardless of the storms happening around me and all the confusion and the uncertainty, I've been able to keep on walking on water. How about that? In the midst of the storms, in the midst of everything, the economy, the uncertainty, all the brass bosses of life happening around that have really been doing a number on my mind. Because of these God errands, still I rise. As a matter of fact, it's right in the eye of the tiger, if you like, that a brand new initiative has been birthed. The Shola Defolalugaske Foundation is coming out, giving birth by the grace of God to a brand new initiative, and it's called the Adefolalu Love is a Verb Initiative. I love it, and I'm so grateful to God for the light that he shed in my heart in the midst of darkness. So like deep dark pain, that is where he shed the light for this initiative. And more information about what the Adefolalu Love is a Verb Initiative, the acronym is actually ALIVE. Can you imagine? The Adefolalu Love is a Verb Initiative, the ALIVE initiative. What it's about, watch this space, watch our handles for more information, especially our brand new LinkedIn page. If you're on LinkedIn, please go look us up there and follow us. The Adefolalu, the Shola Adefolalugaske Foundation, we're up on there now. And in the coming weeks or so, we would be sharing information on what the ALIVE initiative is all about. I'm so grateful to God for how he's helping me to live a life that is more than just about me, and in that way keeping me standing, keeping me rising up no matter what. Please help me thank God. He is faithful and true. He is faithful and true. And while I might think I'm his favorite, you are his favorite too. And so let me round up this podcast this way. How are you other people focused, my dear brother and my dear sister? If you don't think you are, how can you be less about you and more about others? Or maybe 50-50, okay? Don't worry, you don't have to overthink it. Go to your God, the one who puts you on the face of this earth, and ask him. It's so simple. Ask him. And please, one thing that I don't do often enough, which I pray the Holy Spirit will always remind me to do, you know, is when we say talk to God and ask him and all of that, it's way easier if you're in a relationship with Jesus Christ, if you have given your life over to him and accepted that you were a sinner and that he took your sins on the cross, died for you, and then rose from the dead, you know, and in doing that, he has given you abundant life and eternal life, and that now he's your Lord and your Savior, and you want to live the rest of your life in a close relationship with him. If you've never said any words that vaguely resemble what I just said, please do so now and come into this wonderful relationship that is really the anchor that we need in these times that we're living. I don't know how people who don't hold on to God, who don't know God as Father, as Savior, as Lord, how are they coping? How? Goodness. Anyway, thank you for staying with me till the end of this podcast. I'm really grateful, and I pray that there's something that I said in this, one of my most important podcasts, I believe, for me personally. The message is deeply important to me because it's honestly been like the thing that has saved me in recent times. The truth of the message about not being so focused on myself and my current realities and going out there and keeping my eye on what God wants me to do in the lives of others has literally been saving my mind and keeping me going, and I want that for as many people as possible. All right, so thank you again. God bless you. Stay lifted and hold fast to your saltiness. Remember, I love you, but God loves you way more. He loved you first, and he loves you more. Hold on to that truth. All right, catch you on the other side. Ciao.